The Wicomico County Council was expected to consider the Second Amendment Sanctuary resolution on Tuesday. The county sheriff, Mike Lewis, asked the council to delay consideration given the recent nationwide reaction to the deaths of African Americans at the hands of police officers. Many in the community showed up to speak to the council, and one of them was Dr. Bronte DeShield with the local branch of the NAACP.
I feel that it will basically send a mixed message for those people who are interested in taking their Second Amendment to the next level. And that would unfortunately put us in a very vulnerable situation where we have people who are being injured, whether it's on property, outside of property, or if they are police officers and choose to use their guns in a very authoritative way to instill fear or to just be aggressive. As I mentioned in there, I have a father who was actually shot and paralyzed here in Salisbury on Lake Street in the 1970s. I was about 7 years old when that happened. So anything about guns makes me highly sensitive. And basically using that perspective and that experience to figure out what are my feelings about guns. And that we really need to rethink how we're going to shape this sanctuary. I think that my concern is also that it's leading to a type of a standing ground or to move towards that.
It's been characterized as perhaps largely symbolic as a resolution, and certainly the Supreme Court will have something to say about any of this. What about that argument?
So why would we need a statement that basically, again, would instill fear and instill someone to feel more powerful because they now can take that Second Amendment to the next level? We have enough symbols about that in our country. And if you need a symbol, do a symbol for something that's positive. People have a fear of guns. People have a fear of police officers. We have to somehow dissolve that. We have to be able to work towards something that's going to dissolve that and come on a common ground where we have those to protect ourselves, not to instill, not to create a symbol of authoritativeness. Why? Why do we need that?
What did you make of the decision by the sheriff to go ahead and pull the resolution? I understand there's some changes of some kind. Mm-hmm. What about that?
I heard about him pulling it. I'm not quite sure if he was moved yesterday from our rally, our unity rally, if that moved him to do that. I don't think it's dead, though. I think it should be dead. I think we should just dissolve it. I don't know if he's trying to gain momentum from other people in the community. You need more time to do that because of what's happening right now. So I'm not saying yay, 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 it's over. I think he's pulled it for such a time as this, but I also think it's going to come back again.
Have any sense about what kind of changes they're talking about?
I think revolving around what's happening in our communities when it comes to violence and the police officers, they're not in a very good light right now. So therefore, people who elected him in are now reconsidering, what do we need to do to make sure this person stays or goes? And he kind of heard that from us yesterday. If you're not going to hear us and you have your own personal agenda, then maybe you're not here to serve the people as you took an oath to do. So we now have to reevaluate, what is your purpose in our community? I'm glad that maybe he's rethinking it, but I don't feel safe to say that we're done with it, it's dissolved. I won't feel comfortable with that until someone tells me totally it's off the table. We're going to look at other ways to meet the needs of the community and be able to send symbols of power that are of unity, not of individualized power and authoritative means. It's about what does the community want, what do they need, what do we need right now, and how do we move forward to make sure we're all comfortable in where we live.
Dr. Bronte DeShield with the local branch of the NAACP on the proposed Second Amendment Sanctuary resolution that was withdrawn on Tuesday at the Wicomico County Council session. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.